This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Israel has been pounding neighborhoods in the Gaza Strip overnight and this morning after Saturday's surprise attack on Israel by Hamas. More than 2,100 people on both sides of this conflict are now known dead, among them at least 14 Americans. The AP said Donahue's got more on that and on U.S. support for Israel.
The president called the attacks launched from the Gaza Strip
pure, unadulterated evil.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be traveling to Israel this week in a show of support. The president says at least 14 Americans have died in the fighting, and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says at least 20 Americans are unaccounted for.
That is not a statement for me that we have that many hostages. We do not know the number of hostages we have at this time.
Sullivan says the U.S. is not sending forces to Israel for now. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Israel is blocking food, fuel, and medicine from getting into Gaza. Gaza's power authority says its sole power plant will run out of fuel within hours. The AP's Joseph Fetterman is in Jerusalem.
So what we see now, and what we will see in the coming days, are shortages of food, of fuel, electricity, and so forth. You also see people fleeing their homes, close to 10%, nearly 200,000 people, about 10% of Gaza's entire population, have been displaced and forced to flee their homes. They're staying either with relatives or in UN shelters that have been set up.
AP correspondent Joseph Fetterman reporting from Jerusalem. Here at home, House Republicans are expected to meet today as they continue trying to decide about a candidate for House Speaker. Lydia has made landfall as an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane near Mexico's Pacific Coast resort of Puerto Vallarta. Winds of 140 miles per hour. High school students' scores on the ACT college admissions test have dropped to their lowest level in more than three decades. This is AP News. Get ready. The new Taylor Swift movie is coming.
The concert documentary Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour will be in theaters on Friday, offering moviegoers a different kind of theater experience. Unlike other movies, viewers of the Taylor Swift documentary will be encouraged to make noise, get up and dance, take selfies. Taylor Swift: The Eras Tour already has sold $100 million in advance ticket sales worldwide. The film was shot during Swift's concert outside Los Angeles just 2 months ago. She produced the film herself. Swift has 274 million Instagram followers, so the film did not need much promotion. Profits will be split 43% for the individual theaters and 57% shared by Swift and the company AMC, with the bulk going to Swift. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The Dow gained 134 points yesterday. The S&P gained 22 points. The Nasdaq climbed 78 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.